John Jeremy's Daily Moment. Tonight, I want to talk to you about the passing of Charles Manson at the age of 83. He passed away in prison earlier this week. And honestly, I'm happy he's gone. I mean, obviously, that sounds fucked up, and I probably would never say that about any other human being, but this one deserved it. The fact that he even got to live in prison for 40 years, well, over 40 years, is just amazing to me. He was responsible for brainwashing the people that he called the Manson family, and from what I've seen, he would just get these people fucked up on drugs. LSD and meth and pretty much any drugs, I guess, that he could get his hands on. And he would reenact the crucifixion, which I guess is where some of the people, especially like Susan A., who was named Sadie, you know, kind of saw him as a god, which is just ridiculous. I mean, she might have just been as crazy as he was. They can say it was the drugs and that she was brainwashed or whatever, but those people are responsible for their actions. I mean, of course, Manson did not, you know, commit any of the murders, but he committed various other crimes, and he was the one that told them to commit those murders, so I guess it was kind of like a murder-for-hire type deal. But to me, that's still, murder is murder, whether you're the one pulling the trigger or not. And I've been seeing on the internet where people are, you know, saying rest in peace, and oh, I wish I could have met him, and he was a great man, blah, blah, blah. No, he's a piece of shit. He's a psychopath. And he, you know, shouldn't have lived to see 83. Because the people that he killed were, well, I think the youngest was 18, and the oldest was, like, in their 50s or 60s, I want to say. But either way, none of those people deserved to die, especially in the brutal fashion that they did. I mean, some of these people were stabbed, beaten, tortured before they were killed, and none of them deserved it. I mean, Sharon Tate was 8 months pregnant when she was killed, and that's just messed up. Like, the fact that you could even think of committing an act like that. And then the other thing I'm seeing is people confusing Charles Manson with Marilyn Manson. Like, how do you confuse the two? One's a rock superstar, and the other one's rotten in prison. Like, it doesn't make any sense as to how you could confuse those two. But either way, I want to just kind of lay this out there. If you applaud Charles Manson, or you're a fan of Charles Manson, then you just need to get a life, honestly. Because that is not a man to model your life after, or to sympathize with in any way. I mean, his upbringing wasn't bad enough to where he should have resorted to all the things he did. But he wanted to be in prison forever. That's where he belonged. He spent 16 of the first 32 years of his life in prison. He didn't know any other life. So, I mean, ultimately, I think that was his plan all along, was this helter-skelter, you know, thing that he just somehow developed a following and went with it. But to me, 83 years is way too long for that despicable gentleman to have lived. So, yeah, that's my podcast for tonight. Just a little bit of anger that I had to get out there and pretty much let you know that Charles Manson, this is just, he's a fucked up person. But yeah, this is John Jeremy's Daily Moment. All feedback is always welcome. Shares, likes, comments, favorites. And I'm looking to get some merch flowing here. Probably early in 2018. And we'll see how that goes. I'll let you know as soon as all that is available. And as always, John Jeremy's Daily Moment.